Hey loves, welcome to today's Prairie Visionary Soul podcast episode. I'm playing with a new idea that every other episode will be a mini episode, whatever that means, because I suspect some mini episodes will probably end up matching what I consider to be full episodes in length, but I'm going with the idea anyway. I'm calling these mini episodes Sowing Wild Grass, and although the format may vary slightly, most times I'll be fielding a question from you. Yes, you. And here's the seed that I want to sow today. I think about you a lot. A lot, a lot. I think about what you want to hear about, what I might be able to say that draws you in more closely into the circle of being seen, being understood, being cared about. That's so important to me because I think even with all the ways that we can connect nowadays, and maybe even because of them, a lot of us are walking through life feeling more alienated than ever, more alone than ever. Sometimes it feels like I'm just another voice calling into the void, and that can feel really existentially lonely, if you can at all resonate with that. And I think this experience is one that most of us have grappled with or are grappling with. We want to connect. We want to be seen and heard. We want to find community that gives us a place to land, that sees us, that understands us. And I believe no matter how much nurturing and acceptance we're needing and craving, we also want to offer acceptance and nurturing to others. And this is such a tender human reflex to want to care and be cared for, and ever widening that circle bit by bit. And yeah, it can also feel alienated. We can feel really alone in this. When I was in my 30s, I decided to search for my biological origins. That sounds so clinical. I'm adopted. And I live in a state that still denies adopted adults of a certain age full access to their original birth certificate and origin history. Not that I'm upset about that or anything. Anyway, I signed up for every adoption triad registry I could find. I wrote bios and blog posts and inquired into historical societies in my state. I wrote emails. I wrote to senators and legislators. I joined adoptee search support groups. I found community with other adoptees. But as far as getting the response that I wanted, you know, someone saying, oh my gosh, I think your mother or father might be this person, or I think I might know who you are, or I think I might be your mother or your sister or your brother or your uncle or father or aunt or cousin. I got nothing. And it felt very much like yelling, screaming, crying, questioning into a void and hearing only the echo of my own cries as a response. I mean, it was fucking painful. And, you know, you start doubting your own potency. You start doubting whether you should even be asking and hoping for a response. Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe you're not worth it. But yeah, you know, you learn, hopefully, to keep giving yourself permission despite all of the doubts and the void, permission to be, and permission to be heard, permission to give voice to yourself. I learned that. And one of the beautiful gifts from those painful lessons for me back in those days was this quivering, newborn understanding of my own courage and determination. And I've never forgotten it. So every time one of you reaches out by email or message to share something you experienced or uncovered or enjoyed about anything that I've said in my emails, in my podcast, in any spaces in which I'm visible, I just want you to know what an incredible gift that is for me, to me. It's enough just to know that you're willing to share some of your precious time and attention to listen or read anything that I have to say. It's like the world to me. And when you also take a moment to respond, there really are no words. I'm just incredibly grateful. And I want to reciprocate that. I care about you. I think about you. I want to hear you and hear from you. Whether you fully know it or not, you are my community. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you're feeling alone or unheard or invisible or alienated, you aren't alone. I hear you. I see you. I welcome you. I care about you. We've all been through just a hell of a mess these past couple years, and we all need rest and repair and integration time. And you know, we need one another. We need strong community, big love, big space, big expanses of places to land and be held. I hope I can always be that for you in some way. I know I'm not going to be perfect, but I don't think perfectionism is what any of us truly need. So I want you to know that you're not just another voice in the void, you beautiful soul. You matter. If you've been wondering about that lately, now you know. So as I wrap this up, I have a humble request and a snippet from a poem I love to share with you. The request, and this truly is coming from a place of humility. If we're online and in any healing journey, we likely see request after request, offer after offer. So I know what I'm asking here, and I'm going to ask anyway. If you have something, anything you want to hear more about, if you have a question you want to hear me unpack on the show, if you have something you want me to know, let me know. You can email me, you can message me, you know my name, so you can find me on social. My email is pvs@lisahattelstead.com, or alternatively, lisa@lisahattelstead.com. I sincerely want to hear from you and will be grateful to hear from you. So in closing, this snippet of poetry is by Stan Rice, late husband of the late Anne Rice. May she rest in peace. One of my favorite fiction authors. And to me, this little piece of poetry speaks so exquisitely to my heart's mission of self-expression and encouraging ever more self-expression in other women. And it also speaks to what I've been talking about today in this show, we need to sing our self songs, regardless of whether someone hears and responds. We need to sing them for us. For us. So here it is, this little passage from Stan Rice's Texas Suite. No one is listening. Now you may sing the self song, as the bird does, not for territory or dominance, but for self-enlargement. Let something come from nothing. Have a beautiful day, loves. Sing your self song. Sing it loudly. Sing it all of the time. I'll see you next time. Love you. Bye. You've been listening to Prairie Visionary Soul Podcast with Lisa Hattelstead. I'd love to hear about anything that resonates with you from today's or any past show. Join me on Instagram at Lisa_Hattelstead to be part of the community conversation, or visit me at lisahattelstead.com to learn more and sign up for my email updates.